Welcome to Take Off, a Points and Miles podcast by 10X Travel. I'm your host, Bryce, and today I'm joined in person by the entire crew. This might be one that you want to watch on YouTube, but Emily, Travis, Matt, how are we doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm wondering why you looked at Matt and called him Travis.
We should put our name tags back on. Good to meet you folks. Yeah. You know, I'm used to seeing you on a Zoom screen, and it does have your name underneath of it. So
it's probably the height thing. For those of you who do or don't know, Bryce made a really bad decision when he chose to hire me and Matt because we are both
and Emily
taller than Bryce.
Well, I'm taller than Bryce.
Yeah, Emily kind of helped like average out with Bryce. Y'all are about the same.
Yep.
But so maybe that's why it's the height throwing.
Yeah.
Let's
straight. Yeah, make him feel uncomfortable.
Should we stand and do this episode?
That sounds comfy. Yeah. Love it. Well, so other than being tall, how are we doing today?
Great. We're good.
Yeah, we're feeling extra fancy in this new studio.
Yeah. This is fun. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different than ones we've done in the past. First, because it is only our second ever in-person episode. Last one featuring a hotel's debate.
Technically third.
Yep.
One of them did not end up working.
Somebody forgot to hit record or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think we just were a little overconfident in our at-home studio setup. Where we were just like, any conference room works, and we'll just record from our laptops.
I believe we might have dumped water on Matt.
Yeah, we did.
We were talking about showering this guy.
Not related to why I got canceled.
Yeah, the footage just went missing. Someone deleted it. I'm not sure who it could have been. But yeah, today's episode is a little bit different for that reason. We will not be dumping water on Matt. The episode's also different because, well, I mean, I have some right here behind me. It's going to be different because... we're going to be telling our story, our 10X travel story, how we got to today, kind of a lot of the weird and wild twists and turns it took to get to this point. And the reason that we're telling that is because, folks, today is my last episode on the podcast. I have some news to share. At the end of the year, I'll be stepping down as CEO of 10X Travel and saying farewell to my public-facing role with the company. This guy right next to me, Travis, is going to be taking over from here, and along with Matt and Emily, are going to be charged with writing the next chapter of that 10X travel story. We'll talk a little bit later at the end of the podcast about kind of what led to this point and why. I'm still going to own the company, still a fan. I'll be watching from afar. Very much love what's happening here and excited about the future. But it was time for someone else to write that story. And we figured that with this final podcast episode, we would tell it. It's one that we have never told cohesively in one single place. There's been tidbits and snippets that you might see in other podcasts or occasionally in the group, but there's a lot that went into getting us here, and we wanted to share that with you before we kind of turn the page on that next chapter.
And there's no promises that this is going to be cohesive either, by the way.
No, it hasn't been cohesive in real life.
Yeah.
Why would the recollection be cohesive?
It took quite a bit of work to pull this all back together, but yeah, fun story. Look forward to telling it, and feels like a great way to kind of transition to that next phase. So shall we dive right in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take us back to the beginning.
Back to the beginning. All right. So everything really started in the winter of 2000. Yeah, there we go.
Is that how we're going to operate this?
I've just decided to like embrace it. You know, we're usually working off of outlines on our computers and didn't have the computers here. I'll just own it.
This is a side chat where
you
just feel.
I'm just disappointed that you didn't try to do a breaking news type alert as a part of this. And you're basically on a news studio. It feels like, this just in.
Well, we're going to go back in time. Everything started in the winter of 2011 at college. I went to Ohio State. It's cold in Ohio in the winter. And I was looking at making spring break plans with my friends. And I had virtually no money to my name. I think my source of income was I was a campus tour guide. That didn't pay a lot. And
professional backroom walker.
My calves and shins were in incredible shape. But I was trying to get on spring break with my friends with very little money, and we were hoping to go to Florida. So I did what folks did in 2011 when they had a question, and I Googled it. And I pulled up Google, and I just started searching things like how to save money on travel, or like opportunities to, like scholarships to travel, kind of like looking for some...
What scholarship is going to send you on spring break as college?
Yeah, that's a great point. did I mention I was desperate? And I don't know about y'all, but I feel like I used to hear these like kind of urban legend stories about like, oh, that person got to like travel with this wealthy family and take photos of them on their trip, and they paid for their flights and stuff. And like, you know, I spent a lot of time searching, and I couldn't find any examples of that happening. So kind of feeling deflated, It's like, all right, I guess I'm going to spend spring break at home, like at my parents' house, senior year of college. That's going to be fun. And right as I was kind of giving up on making it happen, I realized that every single ad I saw across the entire internet was for airline credit cards. And those headlines looked pretty salacious given my situation. You know, things like 50,000 points for signing up or 2 free flights or free hotel rooms and all that kind of stuff. And I thought, you know what? I'm like 22 years old. This is the time when you take like stupid risks, like short-sighted risks. Like, what is the worst thing that could happen if I just like sign up for a credit card and use these points to pay for spring break?
So I will go to jail.
Yeah. Well, I thought that might've been a possibility, but did I mention I was desperate? So I just picked one. I think based on a headline, and I think it was 2 free flights for signing up, spending some small amount of money. And was like, I wonder if they're even gonna approve like a college kid. You know, I am a tour guide. They didn't have that on the drop-down menu of profession.
No.
I feel like they definitely will, because I remember being in college and all of the banks at orientation and stuff setting all the
time. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Open this clothing and 2 free flights so you can get a t-shirt, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So
I applied for one. I got approved right away. That was pretty shocking. And got the card, used it to pay for like textbooks or like room and board for the next quarter. That hit the spend, earned the flights. And then like shockingly, like it actually was what it promised. You know, it feels like in today's age, it's like, I'm hoping to get maybe a half of a flight out of this, but ended up getting my 2 free flights and cashed them in to do spring break because it was 2 free flights instead of just one. Like, I can't just, you know, not redeem that. So I spent the first half of spring break in Florida, and I was like, why don't we tack on Vegas? So we flew from Florida to Vegas and then Vegas home. And like that made the difference in doing the trip, had a lot of fun. But then got back and was waiting for like the bad thing, right? The jail. I thought someone's going to knock on my door and just be like, yo, you can't do that. Like, it might be the cops, maybe the bank's upset with me. I'm sure my credit score is completely shot. And then kind of went through the checklist there. I was like, all right, check my credit score. It went up. Interesting. Started getting letters from that same bank offering me better credit cards. I'm like, okay, that's interesting. Cops never came, at least for that. And just kind of had that natural thought of like, why wouldn't I do this again? Like, there's nothing bad that happened. A lot of places on this earth I want to go. So open up Google again and just, I think I searched something like open credit cards to earn points and save money on travel. And, you know, there weren't many websites doing this at the time, but that's when I found like Flyer Talk and like early, yes, like Reddit.
Yeah.
And a lot of like the online forums for this kind of strange little hobby. And I was like, oh, other people kind of do this too. So dove into that world, kind of learned as much as I could just from other people and watching how they do it. And started kind of just doing this myself. Right out of college, just like my wife and I would go to Europe like for the weekend. Like, we'd spend less than 48 hours on the ground. We didn't have a lot of vacation time or money. But we would do that maybe once a month. And we're kind of posting all of our pictures, you know, like, oh, cool, now we're in Amsterdam, now we're in Thailand. And naturally that got the attention of my friends, who were like, hey, yo, you just graduated. I know you don't make a lot of money or have a lot of vacation. And like, how do you do that? So I would find myself pretty much in every social situation, like weddings, like the many you go to at the time, or like happy hours and such. I would always end up in the corner surrounded by like 5 to 8 people, usually like some friends of friends. And it's just like peppering the same questions. How do you do that?
You say you would. I still do at someone's wedding.
Oh, yeah. Travis was definitely pitched as someone you could just go up to and ask anybody. Ask any questions you wanted. Travis Corner over there.
Not even you. I mean, it was your wedding, but your parents, I love them to death, just kept bringing people over and saying, you need to talk to Travis. You need to talk to Travis.
Yeah.
Don't you want to go hang out with your daughter and who just got married? Which they did plenty, by the way.
They did enough, yeah. But we definitely got a few new audience members that day, for sure. Yeah. A few of my parents' friends emailed me saying, it was so great to talk to Travis.
By the way, we also have fun at your wedding.
Thank you for the wedding.
We ended up giving him the toaster that was for you because it's so charming, you know?
Yeah.
But I feel like that's the situation that many who find kind of this hobby find themselves in, right? Because you get pretty remarkable results up front, so much so that people start to question. And of course, thinking like, how can I do that? But for me, it became kind of a bit of a social hindrance because everywhere that I would go, you know, my wife is sitting there kind of looking at me from across like whatever. Yeah. You're like, okay, yeah. You know, chatted people and you're over there explaining it. So I created like an email one day, like to be like, hey, great questions. Let me just forward you like this basic information. Let's chat on Monday so that I can go back to doing the cha-cha slide or whatever people are doing at weddings. And just started kind of using that to defend myself. And it would inevitably get responses like, oh, this part still doesn't make sense. So I'd kind of iterate on it. And it just kind of kept on growing and growing and growing. And it was being forwarded like to friends and would kind of get around. And I was like, cool, like that helps. And then I did that for a while. And at no point did I ever think like this could be a business, which is funny because I studied business in school with a minor in entrepreneurship. Like you should know this, but it just kind of felt like a strange hobby to me. And then at one point I was having a conversation with a friend, Curtis, who actually was the original business partner, co-founder of 10X Travel. And we're kind of going through it. He's like, wait, so you're telling me that like you know something that everyone wants to know about, so much so that you can't like socialize without people asking about it. You yourself have not found answers to a lot of these questions on the internet. And it's providing a lot of value to the folks who are learning. He's like, looking at me, I'm like, that's a business. Like that could be a business. So I think this was 2013, decided at the time, this is like the time of like selling info products. I was like, well, what if I just like take this email, spoof it up a little bit, right click, save as PDF, like sell it on the internet as an ebook. Yeah, so that's exactly what I did.
Yeah. And what was the name of that ebook?
Yeah, well, the ebook was called Takeoff. However, oh yeah, that's true. That slipped my mind until just now. Yeah, Takeoff. Yeah. An audio ebook by 10X Travel? No, yeah. Podcast is better. But the name that we chose, get ready, it's gonna be cringe. Mm. Getfreeflights.com. I was looking through GoDaddy and it's like, you know what? Get Free Flights is available. And I'm thinking like, people are probably Googling how to get free flights. And if they see the website, like who's not gonna click on that? Like I want free flights. Right. Yeah, that was a horrible decision. We'll kind of come back to that in a minute.
Free Flights sounds like an easy thing to do.
Yes.
It's not like you have to read a book to learn
how. Yeah, there was a bit of a mismatch. I'll show you the landing pages that we use here in a moment. More cringe, but published it on the internet. And, you know, I had a day job at the time, kind of ironically at a bank, not one that's relevant in the points and miles world, not one that we ever really talk about, but, you know, launched this and thought this is gonna be just like a one-time thing. I just wanna like put this PDF on the internet. I'm gonna sell for like $49. We had one of those like really cringy like 2012 era landing pages where like there's red font that says like airlines hate him.
Oh, like, but it's one
here's the trick. Secrets. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. A few different variations.
In those. In reality, airlines didn't even know him.
Yeah. But, yeah. Exactly. And they had like the video landing page and like all the calls to action, like, you know, buy now, money back guaranteed, all that kind of stuff. So published this. I wanted it to be a one-time thing. I swore to myself, like, I'm never going to be a blogger. Like, I don't want to do this consistently. It feels weird to like talk about my travels. Like it felt like a field trip report. So I'm like, I am never going to blog. I'm just going to put this on the internet. It's just going to sell itself and money's just going to come in and magically like that'll go for all time, right?
Perfect business.
Perfect business. Never works that way, apparently. So put it up. Did absolutely nothing to market it. Was hoping like friends would tell other people about it, kind of like the email. And I think I sold like 6 copies in the first like month. Mm. I'm like, oh, okay, let's try blogging. So started writing about my trips, kind of just like, here's exactly how I did this, pictures, all kind of stuff. And that, of course, got a lot more folks to come in the door. Still weren't really buying many books, but first kind of big lucky break of many that you'll hear in this story. ABC News reached out. Ironically, they found one of my blog posts. And they're like, hey, this looks pretty interesting. Like, we'd love to do like a story about whatever it is that this is. You know, what do we even call it? So I was like, okay, cool. We agreed on they're going to fly me to New York, do like 2 days of filming. And like the way that this typically works is you don't know what it's going to be for, right? You go there and you do some filming and it might be on some huge show. It might be like the last thing on like local ABC 6 before they cut to the end of the show. Go to New York, did a little bit of filming. They actually ended up surprising me and saying like, actually, we have this idea. We want you to like fly to Florida today with this like major journalist who you've heard of. And like the entire time she's gonna be kind of like the average person. And we want you to show like how you would save money in all these situations. It's like, okay, cool. I didn't pack a swimsuit or right. anything like that. Mm. They actually had to buy me like the beach attire when we got there because I'm wearing like a blazer, jeans, and like leather shoes. And they're like, we want to stand on the sand. I'm like, mm. So bombing by stuff, I actually still wear those flip-flops to this day. I think about it every time I put them on. Yep. Thank you, ABC. And this was all like the week before my wedding. So my wife is just kind of like, somehow I thought like, well, what if he stays there and films for like a week and misses the wedding? You know, that in hindsight seems a little strange, but it's like, all right, please let me go. I'm gonna do this. So had a great time. I thought it came out pretty well. But just like it kind of just abruptly ended in Florida. I'm staying on the beach and they're like, cool, that's a wrap. Like, here's your flight home. Thanks. And so, okay.
What I'm hearing is the actual way to get free flights.
Yeah. Yes.
Is to be on the news.
Apparently blogging is the secret. So in kind of like, you know, going into it, not knowing like what this is going to become, it's the same when it wrapped. It's like, all right, we'll let you know like what we end up doing with this. So, okay, cool. Zip home. Zip out to my wedding, and really completely forgot about it because weddings, right? I didn't have Emily's parents there to remind
it. Yeah.
Forgot about the segment, not the wedding.
Yes.
To be clear. Yes.
And this is the first wedding I've been to in a while where I was not in the corner talking about points and miles. But yeah, completely forgot about it and went on honeymoon in Hawaii right afterward. And while I'm there, I get a text from the producer of ABC who I've been talking to. She's like, hey, can you send a photo of you and your wife like on the beach in Hawaii or whatever? Like, and I was like, cool, yeah, sure. Here you go, why? And I think the response was—
You sent it before asking why.
Here you go, and then why?
I guess it wasn't the first time they asked for some follow-up, but I was like, yeah, here you go. Like,
what order of operations there. Yeah. Might be backwards.
Yeah. Yes. Well, the response was like, okay, cool, that's the last thing we needed. The piece is going to be on Nightline tomorrow and should be seen by millions of people. I was like, oh, ooh. Like, okay, cool, that's something. So next day comes. Pieces on Nightline. I'm in Hawaii. I couldn't watch it live. So I'm getting like texts and video texts from friends. And I'm able to kind of piece together like what it was. I'm like, oh, it came out pretty well. And was, you know, super excited about it, like maybe selling a lot of books. Yeah. And yeah, we hosted our website on GoDaddy for like $9 a month and it crashed very quickly. So I was like watching Google Analytics when it went live. And it's like, you know, like back, you know, real time visitors, like 8, like 15, 312. Like 8,002 and then kind of jumping up and then boom, error. And I'm like, shoot. Yeah. So, the piece did really well. It was a hit and actually ended up like running also on Good Morning America and like all sorts of different variations of it. They like test these things apparently. And if it's well received, they'll keep on publishing it elsewhere. So there's like this 2-week period when I'm mostly in Hawaii and like every couple of days it would be like, oh, website traffic just went zoom and then site crash and then boom. And it's like, you're just watching continuously.
You didn't have Matt yet to save.
Did me. Not have Matt. No, yeah, just had GoDaddy support on a shared server. So
the $9 a month support tier.
Yes, right. Exactly. Right. So kind of looking back at that, I often call it like the 14-day whirlwind of media mayhem, because it was just like you never knew what was coming. And it was every day was something new. But realized like the math is not mathing on this book. Mm. But, like, I think at the end of it, like 15 million people saw the piece and I sold less than 100 books. So I'm doing like kind of doing the math. Like, yeah. Okay, if I reach like every person on Earth times 7, I might be able to make like a salary out of this. And it also hit me while I was there. I was like, wait a second. Work probably saw that. I work at a bank and I was on national TV talking about other bank products and how much I love them. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to go home and get fired like the moment I go home. Did not tell my wife that. Like, so the whole honeymoon, she's just kind of having a blast. And I'm like, can't wait to get home and see what happens here. And the third thing, and this was really like an inflection point for the company, was it was the first time I saw the impact of like my work or points and miles in the real world. We had gotten back to Columbus. My wife and I were at this wine tasting in town, and this other couple we were talking to at the same table was telling me about a story they saw on the news about this guy who does like credit card points and like is able to save money on travel, and was saying like, yeah, I really want to like look into that. And I'm just sitting the whole time like, that was me.
You're
like just waiting to be like, that was me. And when I mentioned at the end, she totally didn't believe me. I think that she thought like, okay, buddy, like, sure. Cool. But that to me was like a huge like realization, like, oh my goodness, like there's a stranger in the world who kind of found this cool hobby that you're into because of something that you didn't know it was you. But I was like, wow, like that just really like flipped a switch for me and reignited me to get back there and do something different and try to get that word out, even though knowing that an ebook was not going to be the way to do it. Mm-hmm. For $49. So one other crazy wrinkle that happened, got home, didn't get fired, almost got fired. That's a story for another day. But did get an email from one of the banks that I mentioned on the show. And it was like this really like cold, vague, like, hey, we think that you're that guy that was on the news and like mentioned our product and we want to talk more about it or something like that. I was like, uh-oh. So like,
what's worse than being fired?
Fired and sued and your business doesn't work. Yeah. So I assumed that they were going to be very upset. I thought I was going to be sued. But I kind of thought like, okay, if I ignore this, it'll probably be worse. Mm. So I should probably just chat with them and like ask for forgiveness and like take my tongue lashing and then, right? Yeah. So it's like, all right, I'm going to schedule this meeting. I had to do it like during work hours because they didn't understand that this isn't my thing. Mm-hmm. So I like reserved a conference room at work and I'm just sitting there waiting to like get absolutely like a horrible day, horrible news, and then have to go back to my desk and go back to work. So I hop on the call. Nerves intensify when like everyone's introducing themselves and there's like 6 people on the call on their end and they're all from PR and legal.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, oh yes, Jeff here, I'm from PR legal. I'm like, oh boy, like which one of you is going to be suing me? And amazingly, they loved it. This is where I learned the term earned media. They're like, that was worth some like ridiculous amount of money of like earned media. And like, you know, and I'm sitting like, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Yeah.
but they're thrilled about it. They're like, love that you promote the product. And then at the end, they mentioned like, would you be interested in working for us as an affiliate? And long pause as I open Google, I'm like, what is an affiliate? Like, you know, a search. Because like the only time I'd ever heard that word was like affiliate radio stations.
Right.
You know, yeah. So figure out that affiliate means that they want to like pay me to promote the product. I was like, oh, interesting. Okay. Like I'd heard of this world before. I didn't know the title, but left that call with an offer to be like, we want you to become an affiliate with us. So I was like, well, that was a whirlwind. Mm-hmm. I did not think that's how it was going to end. But that kind of opened the door to the world of kind of bank affiliate and the fact that you can get paid to promote cards. It works just like refer a friend, except you get cash instead of points. There's no limit to it. But that changed everything because now the ebook can be free. Mm. So, mm-hmm. you know, right after that point, it's like, we're going to make this change. The ebook is going to be free. And we're actually going to tell people right up front, like, here's why it's free. Like, here's how our interests are aligned. Like, we're an affiliate, yada, yada. Here's all, you know, everything works. And that was like another huge turning point for the company because, you know, you land on the landing page with the red headline that says airlines hate him. And for $49, you can find out why. No one does that. We have the math to prove it. But if you can make the content free to folks, people will give it a chance. And then some of them ultimately learn. It ends up working out for kind of everyone. So it relaunched under a new brand, 10X Travel. Got rid of Get Free Flights, thank goodness. And I guess still on the domain. Mm-hmm. That one was chosen from a survey with readers. Like we came up with like
love
eight names. Yeah, I love the survey. I didn't actually like it at first. I thought this is like the most generic sounding name. Like I had other ideas, which I won't even share because they're so bad. But I remember thinking like, I'm the guy that chose Get Free Flights. So I should probably sit this decision out. Oh. So I let it go and changed it to 10X Travel.
The important thing, and I deeply apologize to anyone who's feeling called out and targeted because of this, is now you know it is 10X Travel, not 10 times travel.
That's true. Yes.
It's something that happens at meetups and people say, oh, I love 10 times travel. And I don't have the heart to correct you in person. So, you know, I've got this third wall, fourth wall, fifth wall. I don't know.
There's a lot of walls.
There's a lot of walls between us now. So I apologize if you feel targeted, but now you know. As if you didn't know from the past 60-ish episodes, mm-hmm. Welcome to Take Off a Points and Miles podcast by 10X Travel. we'll just be explicit about it now.
Yes.
And you don't want to share any of the other great ideas
you should
have.
Maybe someday, Sarah, we do, like, but the rest of people are like, that guy is a moron. Like, don't, you know, can't believe any of this worked. But yeah, maybe someday, maybe in the show notes, we'll see. Mm. But kept on blogging, things started to kind of grow, nice little side hustle. And figured out that Facebook ads were a great way to kind of promote our blog pieces to other people who might not hear about it. So started playing with those. Facebook page started to grow quite a bit and ran one particular ad to an article about a trip I did to Thailand that actually is the origin that brought everyone here at this table together. That is where each of the 10X travel journeys started for the three of these folks. We're going to talk about those here in just a moment.
As you know from our last episode, I'm the only one who actually hasn't still been to Thailand.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah,
I actually have not been.
I thought you had.
No.
Oh, never mind. All right. That makes me feel better.
Yeah.
And on the other end of that, Bryce and I have done the exact same trip to Thailand. Yeah. So a lot of variety happening
there.
Yeah.
We did. So Thailand, we're going to talk about how that brought each of us here together. And actually, I went chronologically. Matt was the first one. And actually, we have a screen
for you.
right here.
Oh,
gosh. Matt sharing the Thailand post in 2015.
Yep.
Ooh. You want to write? You want to read? Yeah. I feel like this is a court, sir. You want to read?
I'll let you do it.
So Matt shares the post, says, I've got to literally start playing these games. Nuts. Just that he's got to start playing
games. I'm very good with words.
What? Don't you just love having your old Facebook post read out loud on
Hopefully
the
you didn't scroll.
Let me see that. I think we should all take turns reading this.
There we go.
Okay. Well,
except for Matt.
It.
So
yeah, perfect.
My interpretation is,
I've
got to literally start playing these games. Nuts.
I like this.
I'm supposed to follow that?
Yes, you are.
I've got to literally start playing these games. Nuts. How'd I do?
Very good.
Yep. All nailed it.
Thank you.
Yes. Well done.
Not going to correct any of
this. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now, in fairness to Matt, he did sign up for the email list that very same day. So
that's
wasn't
nuts.
One of those.
Yeah. Right?
My man took action.
I didn't consent to you harvesting my data like this, Bryce. Well, I don't believe there's a proper disclosure on that sign-up form.
There we go. So it signed up and actually started kind of emailing and messaging with me somewhat regularly. Like within a year, I think the first message you ever sent to me was offering a reader success story about a trip that you had recently done.
Australia.
Australia, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And you do that with points in that time, in within a year, okay.
This is also back when the group was like under 1,000 people.
Yep.
And so, yes, we would message a lot in there just because it was not very many people.
Yeah.
And then it started to grow, so then... I guess back when we could deal with people.
Yeah. That's Mel's way of saying the 400,000 plus of you in the Facebook group today at the time of recording. That would be a lot of DMs. So
Yes. Wait, so Matt, I start chatting. This is when that was pretty typical to kind of help people one-on-one. And at some point, website stuff came up because obviously we had some issues with that in the recent past. And Matt sent a message to me. I have a screenshot of it here too. We'll save everyone the tone reading around the room here. But I was kind of complaining about how like our one of our pages kept breaking it, and Matt said something to the tune of like parentheses. I can help with that. Okay, cool. We can help with that. And that started basically the journey that led to today CTO, kind of building all the technology of the company. But all started with that kind of offer to help. And you probably saw for quite some time, like, y'all need some help. I don't know how long you sat on that.
I'm glad you brought the politically correct screenshot. If you're going to share these, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure there were multiple, like, hey, dude, your website sucks. Fix it for you. Yeah. So thanks for, you know.
Thanks for going easy on this. Yeah. But in fairness, our website did suck.
Yeah.
It was not great.
It did.
I was still doing it all on GoDaddy. But so Matt actually started as a writer first, contract writer. I believe the Australia piece was early in there. But right on the heels of that was this message about helping with website stuff. Took him up on it and then started with like kind of one-off projects, right? I think you redid the website, kind of helped us with the redesign, made the back end much easier to use. And then once you'd complete a project, it'd be like, all right, here's the next thing. I didn't have to like say what we needed, and candidly did not even know what we needed, but Matt did. And that kind of continued to expand into eventually a full-time role in 2021 as our CTO. And then since then, kind of building, creating MyTenX, which is just an absolutely foundational piece of what we do now. I have that screenshot here too, where Matt first mentioned like the app, like, you know, it was at the time, the app.
I see an Elmo GIF on there, the other image.
We do a lot of our communicating in memes.
Yeah.
Which is easy to convey ideas.
Yeah, that one was tough because we first started talking about it in December of 2019, and then happened and so it took a year or so hiatus, but yes.
Yeah, it seems like it had been on your mind like from the jump.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it has grown into an absolute behemoth, and you know, you have a team under you now that builds that, but Matt has, you know, gone from nuts, which I think was the last word, to like building out like a foundational technology piece of the company now today. And like it all started with like being interested in it, like becoming a reader first. And I think that's something that's so interesting about like our story and this team is that everyone came up as a reader through the Thailand ad apparently, and like found ways to contribute and like, you know, the rest is history, as they say. But what did I miss about you're kind of
hopefully a lot in the DMs.
A lot. Yeah. Some of those are not going to be on the show today. Yeah. But yeah, kind of just chart your own career.
Yeah.
And love it. First, Matt and Travis are the co-first full-time employees of 10X as well, with Emily shortly behind. But it does take us next to Travis, who's next chronologically. Ready? Are you ready for your social media screenshots to be made? Not lucky. So Travis found the Thailand article ad in March of 2017.
Mm-hmm. What took you so long?
Yeah. Or no, sorry, I think it was 16. That's the different one.
It took so long, that's nuts.
Yeah.
What do you remember about kind of like first finding points of miles 10X? You know, what sucked from your perspective? what didn't suck? Yeah. A bit easier, but.
I mean, I actually first found you or first found 10X because when I got engaged, my wife Maria said she wanted a honeymoon in the Maldives, and I didn't even know where that was on a map. I had not grown up traveling internationally, not really traveling at all. Like a summer trip was going fishing down at the lake. So when I looked it up and saw where it was, how far it was, well, and how expensive it was. She was in grad school. I was in my first job, not at a bank. It just felt
like that wasn't an option.
Like right. that wasn't an option. Right. Yeah, and she didn't present it as she has to. She was like, you know, this is, if it can, great. Right. If not, that's okay. Mm-hmm. And I figured, well, I had heard of points and miles a couple of times. So I did some Googling, found a few sites, found some that you had done some guest posts on. And 10X is just the place where it clicked between.
It was the metaphors, wasn't it?
It was the metaphors.
Yeah.
The course, which I believe was the ebook
yes,
at right. the time, made it easy to get started.
And get started, you did. In fact, reached out shortly after saying, I want to work for 10XT, was the email that you sent,
mm-hmm.
offering to start to write for us, which is something we were looking for more help with, and submitted a sample article about the Maldives on Points. A $25,000 vacation for under $2,000, like a whole write-up of that trip, which even to me was very impressive at the time. I was like, wow, I didn't know you could do a lot of this stuff. This guy knows what he's doing. Came on to a contract writing position, and that eventually became COO, co-first full-time hire at 10X along with Matt. And really at this point, Travis has built like the operational company. Like everything about how it works and like the teams and structures and approach and who does what and when and has put together everything in ways that I never could have. And it is the reason why we've kind of gotten to this point. And is also the reason why I asked him to be CEO in early September when I was kind of thinking this process through. Felt like an easy choice for me and what arise. Did not start with nuts, I will say, but ended with the reins to write the next chapter of the company and also started as a reader. Got you did end up getting to the Maltese. Like, 8 times at this point.
3 times.
Oh, 3 times.
Yeah, only back. 3 so
close
far.
Enough.
Gotcha. Thailand, 0. Thailand was actually kind of our backup, is the irony.
Yeah.
I
think that would have been an easier first go.
Yes.
But nothing about you is like, let me take the easy route.
That's a big point.
Yeah. It's like, if I can get to the Maldives, I can get anywhere.
Right.
Points.
Yeah.
That's a very good point. Yeah. Well, Thailand wasn't easy to go, and that was Emily's journey into 10X. Found the Thailand article in 2017, emailed me a few times, kind of some basic questions mentioned, like trying to put together the same trip, and actually did.
Yeah.
So
no,
what do you remember about it?
I remember exchanging some emails with you asking like exactly which cards I should get in order to replicate your specific trip. So usually our advice goes against that, like, don't just get cards to do one specific trip because then you'll go on your trip and you won't know the rest of the things to do after that. But in my case, I had one very specific goal in mind, and that was, oh, like this guy that I found on the internet did it. So I want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I remember being an incredible trip. I remember going through all the feelings of like, I'm going to get pulled off the plane. My hotel is not going to exist. Like all of that usual stuff.
To be fair, I did have one time where my hotel did not exist. So,
oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's maybe a story for a...
Yeah.
Interesting.
It wasn't because of points and miles.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's, I've seen that happen to a few people who use a portal. Sometimes they just like end up...
It sort of happened to you last night, but for different reasons.
Yeah. Sometimes you just forget to change your hotel after you change your flight to be a day earlier and you end up... in Columbus with Norwich Day.
Hmm. Didn't that happen slightly on your honeymoon as well?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm seeing a trend.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Okay, maybe we'll deep dive into that another time. Yep.
So, but ended up kind of completely replicating the Thailand trip.
Yeah.
Like, did it beautifully, asked all the right questions. Like, and then the journey to being kind of hired to start to work for 10X was a little bit more, I guess, bumpy or interesting than the two that we just talked about here.
Yeah.
We kind of like slow rolled Emily, not because we were like at any point like questioning like her abilities. It was coming at a time of just kind of crazy rapid growth. And I was looking back through like our early email threads. It was a lot of like, yeah, wow, like we could really use this, but like we have all these other things going on. So how do we report back to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that was a legitimate question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe you started as like an award booker and contract writer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like what, maybe our first award booker or at least like super early.
Our first non-Travis award.
Yeah.
First.
Yeah.
First.
Yeah. That's true.
First, back when we were all the hats.
Yeah. First non-me. And the important piece here, we are going to roll this clip. And it will be linked in the show notes so you can go and find it. I just picked this camera to look at, so I hope I picked the right one. Is we posted the job, and this was kind of my first time leading any of the the hiring. And I remember when I hired on, so we said, just be creative with it, right? It's kind of a creative bit of a job. We need to see some of the skills, but be creative. And a lot of people send resumes and writing samples. Emily made a TikTok, and the one that you just saw, or we'll see after this, and then linked in the show notes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I actually have to give the credit to Matt, because Matt sent me a message saying, did you see the TikTok from the person who applied?
How did I see it? I don't even have TikTok.
I don't think either of you had TikTok.
I just strongly remember, I think someone sent it to you.
Oh, okay.
And so you, but I really remember you sending it to
me. That makes me feel so good and like such a youth. Yeah, I sent you a TikTok. That's probably the only time I've ever done it in my entire life.
So Winton watched it, and then I'm pretty sure I commented on it. You'll see in the link, but something about, I don't really know how TikTok works. Can you email me?
Yep.
Travis is probably 30 at the time, going on 65, maybe.
Yeah, that's definitely how it all got started. And then I got, I was a lot more aggressive than it sounds like Matt was. Matt was like a parentheses, I can help with that. And I was like, this is my fifth email to Bryce about asking to work here. Maybe this one will stick. But I mean, I had started emailing you in like 2020. So it was just not a great time for businesses to be hiring. So I was like, I know this is not going to happen now, but just think of me one day. And one day came.
Got the job offer right away. Had a kind of an interesting onboarding experience that we might come back to, like how we structured jobs at the time. It's almost like file that next to the names that Bryce liked instead of Tennis Travel as like, that was not a good idea in hindsight. But Emily actually ended up kind of putting together this podcast, like all the foundational framework of it to get to the point where we recorded our first episode. It immediately hit the top of the Apple charts for the travel category. And we would not be sitting here talking today at all, especially with Emily, if she hadn't come along and helped us through that. And you know, has been overseeing all of the content since then. So if you're reading and learning stuff on 10X Travel, Emily and her team put that together. And we're so glad that you emailed 5 times and TikToked and then emailed the TikTok to get to here.
Yeah.
So,
Well, the testament to the success that Emily did when we said, hey, launch a podcast, which no one had done before, was...
Right, this is the first podcast in history.
For sure.
Well, nobody has ever done
it. Yeah, yes.
That none of us had done before was the inspiration behind the podcast was for a long time, people kept asking for an audio version of the course. And Bryce said, I don't really know how I feel about doing an audio book, especially since the course was no longer an e-booking course.
Yep.
And it just kept coming up with people asking. And so finally we said, how do we do this? And the three of us were meeting and someone said, what if
it was you? It was you. It was in Chicago. I remember that conversation.
I do not remember. It was me.
Oh, it was you? Was it? Okay. All right. That's nuts.
Yeah. It wasn't
nuts. I'm really looking forward to our editor just like acorns falling on the screen every time you say nuts.
I'm just waiting for the nuts to come flying at me somewhere to the water from the Canton episode.
Right.
Well, Matt said, what if we just try it as a podcast? Like, worst case, we have this audio version of the course and we just stop doing the podcast. And now here we are 60 plus episodes later.
Hundreds of thousands,
if not a million plus listens to it yet. And we kept doing it because it worked. So Matt's idea, Emily figured out how to launch it, and it did not just be an audio version of the course forever.
It's kind of an audio version of really all of our teaching, including the course, including what we're up to and kind of who we are as humans. It's been, I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I'm having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a paper cut with one.
Yeah, literally.
Workers' comp.
Yeah, seriously.
So fun journeys that led everyone here, and we'll kind of swing back to some of those in a bit. But kind of coming back to the general timeline, The ads that brought us all together started to grow the public Facebook page. But what we were hearing from everyone is that, like, I don't love talking about and asking questions about credit cards on a public Facebook page. This feels like a little bit weird. Can y'all please make a Facebook group? So we did. In late 2015, launched a Facebook group, and it was like immediately a hit. We kind of figured out two things. The first is that people who are into points and miles like to talk about points and miles.
Oh, yeah.
Weird.
I mean, and, yeah. Why are we sitting here with four mics if we don't like
this? I mean, yeah, we are living for, and
even at wedding receptions.
Yeah.
Yes. Generally get to a point where they have that kind of either social hindrance or they've kind of exhausted all of their friends who are like just sitting there like nodding as they're explaining how they do things. Like it's hard to find other folks who are willing to talk about this, but Facebook group is that. But perhaps more importantly is that people like to help others along the learning journey. So you join the Facebook group, you see a bunch of people talking about it, like, oh, this is interesting. You get like kind of the immediate social proof of like, there's a lot of people in here who are saying this works and showing pictures and such. And they love kind of helping people along that journey. So you have this amazing community vibe that starts to develop where you watch people go on journeys like the ones we just described. Like, hey, I'm new here. How does this work? You know, 3 months later in the Friday breaks, here's pictures of me on a first class flight. And like, wow, that's pretty awesome. So the community that started to build there is incredible. Growth started to accelerate again because that's just a magnet for attracting new people and kind of getting them into points and miles. And like that's, you know, the rest is history, as they say, with the Facebook group. Now over 400,000 members, still growing at a pretty fast rate and still kind of capturing that community vibe, having fun. You know, my favorite part is the Friday brags every week where we have a thread. It's basically just like, show us all your cool travel stuff. And there's dozens of comments every single week. But at one point, group members mentioned they wanted to meet in the real world. And we're like, all right, where is this going to end, right?
Any of these people on the internet.
Yeah. So we're like, all right, let's throw an in-person meetup. So in 2017, we threw our first ever meetup. It was in Columbus, like in the back of a brewery.
Hot points and miles.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, just didn't want to have to travel.
Does that at an international airport.
So, yeah. Says the guy whose business is built on travel. Just didn't want to travel for that one.
Exactly. Yeah, I would save my points for my own use.
Yeah.
I had no idea what to expect. And we had like 40 people show up, including folks like fly in from out of state, which was like, oh, that's interesting. And I remember asking, like, why did you come here? Like, because the flights were really cheap. Yeah. Like, of course. So that was kind of another like mental shift for me of like, wow, like people are that into this hobby that they love hanging out online. They're willing to meet in the real world. Like there's really something, this whole like community aspect. Yeah. And of course we've since done dozens of meetups all over the country, including Hawaii.
Yeah. The Hawaiian shirts. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Yeah. And international trips as well with readers and have, you know, many more coming up here soon, including Antarctica. Yeah.
But you missed a segue earlier.
What was that?
Starting with our Facebook ad of being Thailand, and we're hosting a trip there next year.
That is true.
Thailand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have to go on the same, the same journey.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it is in Koh Samui, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Is the Renaissance still open?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm not
aware. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. No, it's, it really is a testament to community, people coming from out of state. It's actually one of my favorite things to do at the meetups I'm at now is to try to find who traveled the farthest.
So
for that meetup.
Yeah.
You know, we've had people fly clear across the country. It really is fun. And the opportunities you get to meet and connect with people, not even y'all, but us. You know, I wrote down a note a second ago to remind myself of when we did our 10X travel trips to the Galapagos, which was
awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. There were two of them.
Yeah.
Well, two groups.
Well, yeah. So popular, we did two of them. Yeah.
Two groups, and three of the people in my group, I still have, actually two of you have broken our Duolingo friend streak.
Oh.
You know who you are.
Nuts.
You know who you are. Andrew, I will give you props. Our friend streak is over a year now, I think, that we have consistently for over a year both done our Duolingo lessons for the day. So it's my inspiration to start working on my Spanish. It is still not very good, but I at least log in to keep that friend streak alive with my Galapagos friends.
Are you doing it to learn the language or just to beat your friends?
See.
Okay. How do you say nuts in Spanish?
Yeah.
I'm going to forget. Yeah. So that kind of takes us to the next phase of the business. This one's a bit of a fun one. Ups and downs. I call it the 2018 to 2021 roller coaster of highs and lows. Company almost died like twice. And we'll start right with the first one. Titled Money Magazine Almost Killed 10X Travel. Once again, someone reached out to me directly, just, hey, we're from Money Magazine. We want to do a story about your business, and kind of pitch it as like, it's interesting that like young people are like spinning up these side hustles and they make money in these unique ways. And I think the way they phrased the pitch to me was, we want you to explain how your company works to your grandmother. Like this story, basically. It's like, okay, cool. Happy to do it. And they actually even came to our New York City meetup and kind of like talked to our readers and stuff. But I remember at one point, like critically, I mentioned to them like, hey, I have a little bit of experience with media from the 2 weeks of NAMM. And I just want to be clear up front. Like, sometimes it's tempting to take this in the direction of, like, kind of painting us as, like, these aggressive hackers who are, like, you know, bending laws and, like, ripping people off. And I was like, if you want to do that, fine, but we don't want to participate in that. And they're like, sure, okay, ominous. Yeah, okay.
Flying on that wing.
So everything seemed great. Did a bunch of interviews. They talked to a bunch of readers. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you won a Peru trip, yeah.
Did it actually make the piece?
Oh, yeah. But okay. It was one of the big pictures in the print edition.
So you almost
killed
the company.
Oh.
Permission to choose a color for hostile? Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
So they talked to a bunch of folks, and really none of the readers, I don't think, like, gave any information that was, like, particularly in that slant. But when the piece published in December of 2018, I remember I was sitting at my desk at work again. And I open it up, and I think the title was something like, "These millennial hackers are taking advantage of credit cards to save on travel," or something like that. And I'm like, boom, like, stomach drop. Is exactly what I thought it was going to be, or like what I worried it might be. And like within an hour, getting phone calls and emails from like banks and affiliate representatives and other people that are like, what the hell is that?
Sure, I DM'd to be like, hey, that piece went live. And you're like, leave me alone or something.
Yeah. and like all of this is kind of happening at work. So I'm like kind of going through like normal meetings. So like, you know, like fire is happening and I got to put that out. So I ended up spending most of the rest of that day like in that same conference room again. It's like banks are mad at you when you're in this conference room, maybe. Mm-hmm. And kind of like
banks are mad at you when you're at this conference room at the bank.
That is, yeah. Yes. The one bank that's not mad at you is the one that you were sitting in. And like basically trying to explain what happened, and like no one would even listen. It was just like, yeah, okay. Like even if
likely
you die, it's too careless. And by the way, like you kind of barely got into this affiliate world because of that last Medium AM thing. So like turns out, yeah, you're not cut out for this. So we got our like links pulled. All of our money gone, and it would have been permanent. Like that would have been the death of 10X Travel if not for a friend who I met in the industry very early on, kind of right after the last Medium AM, who actually reached out to me and I think said some kind of like short, sarcastic, like, hey, looks like you've had better days than today.
Thanks, Gab. What are she?
And I was like, yeah, like, you know, what can we do here? And this person had enough clout, like with the banks, that like got me on calls again with a lot of the folks who told me initially, like, no chance, you're out. And it was like, hey, I know Bryce, we've been doing this for a while. Like, and what ended up saving you is that I had screenshots of the emails I sent to money. Like, I don't want to participate if it goes in this direction. And if that wasn't in writing, we wouldn't be sitting here today.
There seems to be a trend here of you in screenshots.
Yeah.
So we're able to get kind of links reinstated. Company keeps going. But there was, a period of time there for a few hours. I thought, this is all over. Like, that was a fun ride, but we got wiped out by kind of a random article.
Yeah.
So, and once again, like before, what was almost chaotic and killed us at first led to a lot of growth afterward, because a lot of people read Money Magazine and they tend to be the point, people who are generally aware of points and miles. So tons of growth after that point, finally got to a place where I could quit my job. It happened in 2019. It was a 1-day decision process, thanks to my wife, because I was doing the guy thing of like moving the goalposts all the time. Uh-huh. Like, a few more months. Uh-huh. And then one day she's like, what if you just quit like now? And I was like, oh, yeah, that's an interesting thought. And she's like, we could just go to like Spain for the rest of the summer. I was like, okay, that's a more interesting thought. And like talked about it at dinner and put it in my notice the next day. Like, just like, all right, let's just do this. So I'm off, head to Spain for the rest of the summer. And just remember, like, I had our daughter Colette at the time. She was like 2. And like, I just remember kind of going in this whirlwind from like 3 weeks ago. I was like kind of worried about how much vacation time I had left this year. And then now I'm currently in Spain without a job, like doing 10X full time. It was like, whoa, like that was awesome. So like props to her for making that happen. But had a great time in 2019. And this was really the first time that I could step back and not have to do everything kind of with the company. I felt like I could actually like unplug and it was
literally unplug.
Yeah, there's a long list of like crazy business things that we've tried in the past. Most of them are crazy.
I don't know about we.
Right.
I have mandated down.
The list would just be scrolling and scrolling.
Let's leave that one out of the shutter.
Another Bryce idea.
This one actually worked. When I left, I told the team, I said, I'm bringing my computer. It's fully charged, but I'm not bringing my charger. So if you need my attention, you can have it, but you should know that you have one battery worth of my attention for the rest of the summer. And I don't think anyone reached out once. And it was beautiful.
Would you have reached out?
I mean, look, man, like we found this TikTok from this William Emily. But yeah, that was just like such a high, like, you know, being able to see everything work. It just felt like things were kind of finally like starting to work out. And then that kind of led into late 2019. I almost sold 10X Travel. I actually had signed paperwork to do it because we were growing like crazy for all the reasons we kind of mentioned earlier. a couple companies like found us and were interested in buying us, and then started kind of bidding against each other. And it was a very fast process where it went from like, oh, that'd be kind of interesting to think about that, to like, all right, offers.
We're doing this.
Yeah. And this is like 9 months after the Money thing, the Money Magazine thing. So I'm still like kind of scarred of like, this could all implode at any moment. And I kind of like not having a day job, and like, I'm ready to kind of call it. So signed like paperwork to sell the company. We're going through due diligence, and all this was happening in like December 2019 and January 2020, mm-hmm. as we're seeing like headlines pop up about this novel coronavirus kind of coming on. So we kind of took our eye off the ball, spent a lot of time and money on that entire process. So I was like, all right, this is it. It felt like, you know, end of college or something. Like, I don't have to really worry too much. Let's just get out of here. Yeah, COVID sunk that. So COVID comes on really fast, and buyer ended up walking away because, you know, banks and travel got particularly hit hard during this. And they're mm-hmm. like, hey, we need to like mitigate risk everywhere. So not only did they pull the offer, but also like pulled links again, like pulled multiple advertising.
Yeah,
we had joined on.
Yeah,
everyone. This
time
perfect. Wasn't
do learn in trouble this time.
Perfect exactly. Time for somebody to reach out and ask for a job, right?
That is when Emily was reaching out. Yeah, like, yes. Hey.
That was the third event.
Yeah.
Yeah, so kind of went from like, oh, almost done, gonna like ride off in the sunset, to like get back in there. It's a fire, and like we need to try to put this out again. So, you know, we had no idea when this was gonna end. It's not like, oh, if we can just survive like 2 or 3 more months, like then things will be fine. Like it was out for months.
Yeah.
And we actually got to a point where like we're running out of money. And I have all the emails I won't share today, but just like, all right, hey, we have like 6 weeks left, everyone. Like, let's kind of tighten up in these ways, and we're running low on cash. And there's actually two like kind of, I think, company like culture or like values type things I wanted to highlight here. And the two gentlemen sitting next to me, because Emily was not yet at 10X. But Matt reached out and said, hey, I think I could whip together a system that could help collect reader referral links for cards and then share them across our entire site. Because like, if our links are going to work, someone should benefit from this. So he just put that together, launched it. And for a number of weeks there, we were actually just circulating reader referral links. And then Travis had responded to one of my emails of like, hey, I think we have like 6 weeks left, saying like, I'd be happy to take a pay cut if it can keep kind of everyone else on board. And I don't think I said yes to that, but I definitely was tempted and very much appreciate it. But, that's just an example that we see kind of throughout company history. Like, chaos happens. The first thing we think about is like team, community, other people, see how we can kind of help. And it actually got to a point where we're like, all right, we are completely out of options. We have to just ask our readers for money. Like, please, like, give us like money to support during this time. Not alone. Like, please just give us money. We launched 10X Travel Support, I think is what it was called. Mm-hmm. It was a subscription where you get nothing in return.
Like a pledge.
It was like an annual charge. And we finally told our readers, like, we have to get, like, we didn't give it an amount, I don't believe. But it's like, we need money or we're not going to be able to continue.
We 100% tried to be NPR.
I mean, for sure.
Set it up in the same way like they do it. Why can't we?
Exactly. Yeah. And our readers ended up getting over $40,000 in the first like 3 days. And we were just completely floored. And it saved the company. Like, the affiliate stuff didn't start back up again until August. So we had like a 6 week time period off.
6 months.
Six months. Yeah.
I wish that was 6 weeks.
That's how it felt going through all that.
Yeah.
But that saved the company. And like, we'll never forget that.
No.
Like, we wouldn't be here if the readers didn't step up and save us. Like, there's that community thread that kind of goes to this whole thing. But that was just so incredible. Yet another one of those like aha moments of power of community. Got us through COVID. Things finally came back. And off we went. And like the previous crises, what almost killed us ended up causing a lot of growth. Because it turns out when people are stuck at home online, unable to travel, like working remotely, they like to find new hobbies and learn new things. And our Facebook group just kind of exploded. And I'm so appreciative that all of y'all chose us over sourdough bread. This was certainly much more exciting.
I chose oil. Yeah.
Or as, okay.
as Duolingo, why not Los Dos?
Yeah.
Porqué no
Los Dos.
Well, it was a hybrid.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So group exploded. Once lockdown started to lift, we brought meetups back. I think this was your idea to do
the comeback
tour.
Oh, the comeback tour was your idea?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had t-shirts made. There were like 15 stops along the way.
It was awesome, but that was a long year.
Yeah.
That was a long year. Yeah.
I was like
Hawaii.
Exhausting. Like 19, I think?
I think it was 19 stops. It was kind of chaos.
Travis flew into Denver for like 6 hours.
That's how half of them work.
Yeah.
Some of them were literally just like fly there, do the event, and come home.
Yeah, that was your first meetup, right? Which involved having to buy bottles of tequila at the end to
I mean, it was, like 105 degrees in Denver, so July.
Well, let me interject here. Okay. The one negative to that entire thing was of all those 19 spots that we went to, at least 15 of them, we were there during their like record high weather for that year, that time of year or whatever. Yeah. It seemed like everyone we went to was 100 degrees and we were outside.
Yeah.
That was a hot year.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I mean, the timing of the COVID stuff that Bryce mentioned, you know, reminds me of when he called me to offer me to join him full time. And we had talked about it for a little bit. And I was at work and he said, text
me. Were you in a conference room?
Yeah. No, I just shut the door to my office and locked it because I knew someone would come knocking. I won't say who. Shut the door, locked it. And on the call, Bryce was telling me, he said, hey, things are looking better. Do you want to come quit your job? Or do you want to quit your job and come work here full time? By the way, this might all implode in 2 or 3 months if you are out of a job.
Yeah. We had the disclaimer for like a three-year period of hiring. Like, hey, there's been a few incidents lately you should know about. But yeah, I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But what you said that kind of sold it was like, I see things turning around and I think now is the time to get started. Like other people are going to be slower, but if we jump in now, it's going to be one of those big opportunities to go for. And I also said, I'm a chemist in Houston. I can probably get a job in 2 weeks if I need to. So
there we go. Yeah. Which probably made me feel a lot better too. Yeah. I think for like, please have that ready just in case. But yeah, that started off a period of growth after 2020 that really led to today, kind of like the final chapter, kind of like the foundations were being laid for what you see in 10x Travel today. So it started 2021, launched the award booking service. Emily played a huge role in that. Did probably, 70% of the award bookings for many months there to start. Knew everything. You were still doing it, right?
I'm questioning if that's too low.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
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 I remember at the time, like, we were operating with the ticketing system, like Trello.
Yeah.
We still do operate with the ticketing system, but, and I would just, I was not a full-time employee, and I had quit my other job, and I would just sit waiting for the tickets.
They'd come in.
And they would come in, and I would grab it. And then I would make my money, whatever my commission was on the award booking. But that was how, and I would have a little like journal that I would write down. I was like, okay, $200 here, like lining up all the ones that I had done. Cause I was like, I have to eat this month too.
Yeah, right. No.
You have to find a word space if you want dinner.
Yes. Like, yes.
Yeah. So our readers continue to love that product to say, I use it personally myself. And Emily was a key part of that. And you know, it still exists today. We talked about Travis and Matt starting full-time in 2021. You know, first full-time hires of the company. Ended up hiring a number of folks after that, over a dozen people working here today. Launched the podcast in 2023, straight to the top of the charts. That was Emily's input. Now over 60 episodes in, and you know, a bright future ahead there. Matt launched My10X in 2023. Your idea, your creation, hired a team to build it out, and now kind of deploying new features and all sorts of things at a rapid rate, trying to make this as easy as possible for everyone. And that's actually where the course lives now today. It's kind of bounced through this whole thing. We won awards in 2024. We made the Inc. 5000 list for fastest growing companies in America. I believe we're the fifth fastest media company of the year, and also won a best places to work, despite all my list of really bad ideas that a lot of us have gone through. And like, has been just this incredible period of growth that brings us to today. So, you know, it's been a wild ride to get here. Like, we were on death's doorstep like 3 or 4 times, saved by our readers, saved by like an old friend, like kind of circumstance. All of this happened despite like many things really early that could have prevented it. But, you know, we've reached a point where it's time for a new chapter. As we go back through this, and like, maybe I'm just still traumatized from some of these like up and downs. But, you know, it's time for that new chapter, 10x Travel. So let's talk about what is next for 10x Travel. Yeah, one of the primary reasons I'm able to do this is I know that 10x is in great hands. You know, Travis is taking over as CEO at the start of next year, January 1. You just heard about how he's been my right-hand man for over 4 years, has built out all of the operational side of this company, like making all his decisions, like empowering, you know, Emily, Matt to be in positions to succeed. And, in you know, very confident in Travis going forward, and Emily and Matt and the leadership team continuing things. Like, there's no way I could have done this if we didn't have that continuity from folks who came up with the stories that we all just heard and are committed to this. Excited about what changes might be on the horizon, and I expect that there will be changes. Like, it is time for a new chapter, not just because it'll be one without me, but because, like, you know, we've changed quite a bit. Like, we used to sell an ebook on the internet. No one out there is watching this. Like,
the rest of us at this table.
That's true. I would probably still be trying that if it wasn't for the ideas that came in here. But, you know, change is nothing new to us, and we expect it going forward. And, like, I look forward to kind of watching with excitement as to, like, what's going to happen and what y'all going to kind of do from it going forward. You know, the only thing that's not going to change is our values. It's a commitment to putting our audience first, our business second, and our ego last. That's been a slogan since, I should probably find the screenshot of that one, but for a very long time. I believe we all probably heard that on your kind of onboarding, whatever that looked like, and before Travis took over and made it good. But that's the one thing that's not going to change. But I am looking forward to change, excited about it, and excited about what y'all are going to kind of do from it with it going forward. You know, as I mentioned, I'll still own the company. I still, like, love everything that it stands for and is working on. But I'm excited to just kind of step back, give space for y'all to kind of take it from here, and really just almost become like a reader again. Like, can I email questions?
No. It's
like,
no DMs.
Hey, I'm kind of good in Thailand.
Yeah.
Yeah. As for me, like, what's next? I don't have any plans. Like, I'm not, like, leaving to start a new company or a new job or anything like that. I'm honestly just going to spend more time with my family. The sense that keeps coming back for me is, like, I want to spend more time with my daughters, who are pretty young, like, before they stop thinking I'm the coolest guy in the world, because, like, that seems to happen at some point. And it seems to happen pretty fast. Yeah. And I want to, like, soak this up while I'm in this beautiful phase and just kind of focus on that. Travis is a much better fit for kind of this next phase of the company too. I think I, as you've heard over the past hour or so, I run things a little bit kind of like wild and loose, and, like, we call it vibe businessing around here, which works great to a certain point, but then does not work very great. So I think that there's a lot of opportunity kind of awaiting with now that the adults are in the room, if you will. But yeah, I'm looking to just kind of take a break, spend time with family. And like, one of the hardest decisions in this that I had to make was I knew I couldn't do it halfway. Like, if I'm still kind of dabbling in, like, the Facebook group and the podcast every now and then, like, that's not good for me. That's not good for the team who's left here. So, you know, made the decision to just completely, like, step back. So you're not going to see me engaging in the Facebook group going forward, on the podcast, writing, emailing. It's just going to be like a true handoff. And that actually makes me more excited about what y'all can kind of do from here with me almost out of the way in that regard.
We did carve out a spot on Antarctica.
That's right.
Okay. So yeah, thank you. If you really want to be sure you see him, come to Antarctica. Okay.
He'll be on the lowest deck, interior room.
Oh, we have a spot for you.
Yeah. Yeah. We couldn't let the penguin suit go to waste. So that's kind of what's next for me. And, you know, I wanted to share, like, a quick final reflection. Like, when you go through life transitions like this, I feel like you look back with a different perspective, right? You change a job, you leave a city, you graduate from a school, and you kind of, like, look back like, oh, like, that's what it's kind of all about. And, like, this one, like, really hit me recently. You know, I've spent the past over a decade teaching points and miles to people on the internet, sometimes in real life, sometimes on one-on-one, like, individual meetings when we were really, really young. And, like, the reason I did that, I was really motivated by the stories. The people who are traveling new places, meeting new friends, like, learning about themselves, like, reconnecting with family. Those are what drove me. And you see that throughout the company with, like, Friday brags. And, like, there's a TV screen in my office that cycles a new screenshot of those every 15 minutes. There's thousands of them. And I would read those. And I'm like, oh, this is why I'm doing it. I love those stories. And as I'm kind of looking back, I realized it wasn't really the travel that I was excited about, which, don't get me wrong, I love travel. I love fancy travel. I do a lot of it all the time. But the thing I was most excited about was, like, the people behind the stories. Who did something that they were proud of. Like, they learned a new skill, they overcame their doubts, and they used it to, like, improve their life. I was so, like, proud of seeing people make that change. And looking back, that's why I did this. That's why I'm excited about it. And that gives me great joy, kind of closure and kind of going in this next phase. But, you know, hopefully showing people that they are capable of doing great things. And, like, that, it's been a blast. It's been like more than ever hoped. And that kind of brings us to the end of today's episode and to, you know, my involvement and journey here at 10X Travel. What a fun journey it's been. You know, thank you to everyone who played any small part in this journey, and especially to the folks sitting around me here who made it happen. And to you, the readers, you know, you helped me turn this weird passion into a business and like a movement that has grown far beyond what I ever thought it ever could. You saved us at one point. Like, just, it's been a blast. I can't wait to see what comes next for the team. But thank you for the journey of a lifetime. If our paths happen to cross in the future, like an airport lounge or something, like, don't hesitate to say hello. Like, I'm still out there.
If he really doesn't want to talk to you, he'll say, oh, I'm Weston.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I do have an identical twin. But yeah, you know, please say hello. I'm not like trying to completely disappear off the grid. I'm just taking a step back. But I think most importantly, never forget that you are capable of doing great things. Here in life, everywhere, it's been a journey of a lifetime. Thank you. Happy travels and farewell. That's been Takeoff, a Points and Miles podcast by Fair Travel. Catch these cats next week because break it out.
Wow.
Woof.
That don't know how to end on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nuts.
Nuts.